This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging around with us. Whatever time you plug in, we sure do appreciate you. An avalanche of mail. We'll certainly hit the mailbag in this hour. And lots of opinions on taxing the billionaires. It struck a nerve. It struck a chord with a lot of people. And also something I was talking about the other day, the fourth COVID shot. And whether or not the president is going to delay the vax mandate until after the holidays because there is a lot of pressure from the big cats in the business world for the prez to do that. Will he acquiesce or not? So I would just say this. Is it a ploy by the retailers in one sense to say, get out there now? I got something from Hallmark in the mail today. We will give you $25 worth of cards. You only have to spend $75, but you better hurry up because you have to get them out early. What? Oh, that's right. The post office said that they were going to be delivering mail slower. So it could be an interesting couple of months. But what hasn't been interesting in these last 19, 20 months of all of our lives? And oh yeah, then there is more on what's happening with the airlines. And they're bracing themselves for what they think is going to be massive travelers because the borders are open, baby, here in the USA. So what does that mean? We'll dive into that too as well. All right, so first at the top though, I say that this show is about the buzz in my backyard or your backyard, whether we have big fences, tiny fences, no fences, we live in urban sprawl or amazing rural, I can see the stars when I walk out my door kind of life with some space. More people are seeking that space, which is why we've seen a shift in some of the places that people are moving to, but that's for another show. So this billionaire's tax deal, it's targeting, supposedly, because the number is wonky to me. First we hear 200 corporations. Now it's 700 wealthiest will be taxed on unsold assets. So what does that exactly mean? It means that the places that were the usual cover places aren't as available. Remember, it used to be there were more nooks and crannies to bury your money offshore. So some of that has closed up. That means there's more exposure as to what it is you actually have if you're at that level on the income ladder. And for probably so many of you listening to this show that find yourself at that really top level. Hi, Elon. The top Democrats have said a deal is within reach on President Biden's domestic bill, but tempers were hot because paid family leave, that fell out of the out. A billionaire's tax suddenly was raised, and guess what? It was scrapped. Scrapped. So that they could get that 50-50 Senate, right? Biden's going to head to the Hill on Thursday to urge the Democrats to bring talks on the social services and climate change bill over the finish line before he leaves for the global summits that are overseas. So what do we got in the middle of this that could hit all of us? The expanded health care programs, free pre-kindergarten, $500 billion to tackle climate change. That's what's there for now. The package would be $1.75 trillion. There's also that, again, there's a couple of different taxes on people that are wealthy. So a new surcharge on the wealthy, 5% on incomes above $10 million, an additional 3% on those beyond $25 million to help pay for it, supposedly. This was from a fly on the wall who threw those numbers out. So will this get finished? Will it just kind of die off on the vine? It seems like it'll get finished because of the lone wolf. You know who the lone wolf is in the Democratic Party? Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. That proposed tax on billionaires, that's the thing that was iffy and probably gets scrapped because he supposedly was not high on that, did not want to see that happen. And then Senator Sinema of Arizona, same thing. It also was kind of iffy then on it, but Manchin, who panned it because it says that he said it unfairly targets the wealthy, leaves them in that position where you've got, you know, one senator from Arizona, one senator from West Virginia playing that tug of war. So she was pushing for it. He was against it. And remember, it's about numbers and the margins are thin. So I like this part. I mean, God bless Manchin, right? So he said he prefers a minimum 15% flat, you know what he's calling it? Patriotic tax to ensure that the wealthiest Americans don't skip out on paying any taxes. But why do we have to go deeper than that? So a patriotic tax. I would love to hear what those with the serious loot think about that. Hey, we're going to send you this bill, and it's going to say right across the top, patriotic tax. Just think of it that way, right? That's what it's going to look like. So anyway, will this go? Will it not go? You know, you never know till the votes come down the pike. You don't. No matter if the president has a successful Thursday morning before he flies off or not. Because you got two senators. You got Arizona, you got West Virginia. And they have the power. They have the power on whether they're going to deliver what Biden promised in his campaign or kill it. And I really had the magic eight ball pretty much on fumes. But if I shake it up really hard here, let's see. Oh, ask again later. So ask again later. There's no way to know this, you know, because I know people in the know who say they don't know. They're just running around hearing different things constantly. That's nothing unusual, right? Nothing unusual. But here's the thing. That promise of no new taxes to hit anyone earning less than $400,000 a year or $450,000 for couples, that looks like that could hang. I mean, that could stay. So if you were right there on that cut line, don't worry about it. You still have money for Halloween candy because you're not going to have to pay the patriotic tax. That, my friends, will be left for the big boys with the big rockets that they're sending out into space, right? I liked Elon Musk's comment when he said pretty much they're going to get it one way or the other. So, of course, we're going to have to pay for it. It's going to come right down to all of us. All right, tell you what. The music means I got to dance off the stage. I'll be back in a few.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Up here in a couple of days. Some places say they are running out of candy. So somebody must be handing out candy. Actually, in the mailbag, I had a couple of questions about what candy will I be handing out? I don't know. Are people going to show up that listen to the show? So I better be prepared for some incredible swag candy to hand out. Hey, speaking of that, quickly I must tell you, as we are here on the doorstep of Odds and Ends, that at the tail end of this hour, you can have some treats. You can. If you correctly nail the score. So we do that thing called nail the score here on the show. I picked the game of the week in the NFL because, after all, we have to have some fun. You don't have to know anything about football, or maybe you love football, or you think you're brilliant and you know how to prognosticate. But you know what they say, analysis over paralysis if you go in that direction. So what I say is you just level a guess, whatever the guess is, and you may be right. And if you are right, you win some prizes and bragging rights and all that good stuff. So stay tuned for the end of this hour. You have to call in that window or send me an email with your guess, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, or jot this number down. I'm just going to give you the number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 5283. All right, so if you were thinking we have big problems with what's going on with the supply chain and, oh, yeah, you can expect food shortages, etc., North Korea is asking citizens who are already pretty much, from what we hear anyway, starving to eat less food. because they expect the food shortages to continue. So if you thought we had it bad, about 40% of North Korea's population is estimated by the UN World Food Program to be undernourished. So how do they arrive at that number? I don't know. They certainly didn't take an open poll, but the economy there, the food prices have spiked. And so there's been starvation deaths among the population. They've got a big population for North Korea, 25 million, right? So remember, Kim Jong-un had the shutdown of its border with China that happened in 2020 to, of course, slow the spread of the coronavirus. Now you got some people that are speaking out about the situation with the food, and they are quickly shut down. But it was announced that, oh, you could help us if you just didn't eat so much. They're telling people who really don't have a lot of food, could you cut back even more? Could you just cut back a little bit more? Now, we're seeing food prices rise. There's no question about that. Depending on what food you eat when you go to the store, I've heard like people in line just start complaining to me about what they're paying for food. I've noticed that. I don't know. I must be a beacon for tell me what your thoughts are on the food prices. But seriously, I mean, a lot of people are adjusting those shopping lists, or they're going to food banks. Food banks are super crowded because they're stuck. They're being squeezed with what the prices are. I mean, you know, we saw meat prices and veal prices and all that stuff increase at the beginning of the pandemic, and we're starting to see more problems. And a lot of that is because of the supply chain stuff that's happening. And if you can't, you know, if there's things that can't be distributed, of course, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get higher food and gas prices. I mean, we're seeing the gas prices. That's it. So the grocery store, it's going to get passed on to you because of the whole trucking thing and the oil prices, all of that. Wholesale prices are at record highs. And there are some items that are a little more, you know, scarce. According to the Labor Department, wholesale prices jumped 8.3% from August of this year compared to August of 2020. Think about that number for a second. 8.3%. That's big, right? I mean, and of course, anything to do with animals, whether you're talking about what I mentioned, beef, pork, milk, eggs, that's where you're really going to see the hit. And part of the deal with the transportation, refrigerated transportation, those trucks, that's up too in cost, 10.4%. So it all comes around and it comes back to you, the consumer, me, the consumer. This is what we're talking about. People are talking about this when they're out there hunting and gathering in modern times. You know, whoa, what's happening here with this? And then the ironic thing is, you know, Halloween, candy, maybe there's lots of people that dress up in your neighborhood. Maybe it's scarce. Maybe they do more of that trunk or treat thing. But in some grocery stores, candy is like gone. It just depends on the area that you live in. I would say where I am, candy is plentiful. I mean, it's everywhere. So I don't think there's going to be a problem on my end or in any big cities. But I think in some of the smaller areas, maybe, because it's getting snapped up so quickly and there's not as much of it, perhaps, maybe that's the reason why. I could never get a straight answer as I was making a few calls today, except for that, well, supply chain. This always goes back to the supply chain, you know, supply chain. So there you go. All right, besides candy and paying more and everything in between, some of that conversation that's flowing is this idea of the fourth shot. The idea that would you be on the list, would you be willing to get a fourth shot, and I'm talking about, you know, COVID-19 and the word that, yeah, there are people that are going to need another shot. This is the way to stay safe. And really, it's about knocking down the misinformation and the information that you believe to be as accurate as possible. So the CDC is saying that if you're immunocompromised, then you might need that fourth shot. So you would get it 6 months after getting the third shot. It's like you're like a kid, you know, you're on the vaccine protocol where you know, okay, I have to get this vaccine, and then I have to get another vaccine there, and then I have to get another vaccine. But the people who are compromised are the ones who are finding themselves in trouble, and a lot of them are getting the breakthroughs. And then, of course, we have the war against vaccination in the first place, and then the push on whether or not that mandate goes through or does it get pushed back because of the threat to the holidays and not having enough people to work in retail, for example, not having enough truckers. I mean, all the way around the bend, pretty much, in some of the frontline occupations. So before he heads to Europe, is he going to make any kind of a decision on that? And I'm talking about the president with the big main agenda item, which I think is weighing heavily on his mind and the Democrats. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to know anything about that mandate other than it's in place right now. I don't think that moves. That line is not going to move. And I don't know that it moves at all. So will there be places that will be forced to not operate the way they have been trying to operate because they just won't have the people to run the man the ship, so to speak? They just won't have enough people to do that. So they'll have to cut back. I mean, look, Starbucks is raising, you know, minimum wage to $15 by next summer is what they're saying. And they're saying that hourly wages would start that high and could be or could get as high as $23 for baristas by next summer, depending on the tenure in the market and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because they're starting to see that they've got competition and they're having a problem in some of their stores in getting enough people to work there. They even have a $200 referral bonus. It's all about the cash and referrals and bonuses, even for getting vaccines. It's amazing. Mailbag next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In San Antonio, Texas, people are cleaning up as powerful storms tore through the area. There were reports of tornadoes in Houston and also in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And in the Northeast, there's major storm cleanup in eastern Massachusetts after a nor'easter ripped through the area. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker had a warning to the people in his state.
Folks should remember the storm isn't finished and crews are working to make roadways and other infrastructure safe.
Over the past 24 hours, power lines have been down, debris has covered major roads, and trees have fallen all around the South Shore. Also, the power company there said they've called in crews from Connecticut, New Hampshire, and from Canada. The CDC is now recommending a fourth COVID shot for those with compromised immune systems. This is USA Radio News. As the investigation continues into the shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that killed the film's cinematographer, authorities say criminal charges haven't been ruled out. The Santa Fe County Sheriff and District Attorney both agree that accusations of safety on the movie set prior to the shooting could be a factor into a decision over whether to file the charges. District Attorney Mary Carmack Altrice was asked if negligence was involved.
We can't say that it was negligence by whom, how many people were involved. We can't say that with any certainty at this point. So when we get to that point, yes, I will speak to that.
Negotiations continue among Democrats as they try to come together on what should be part of President Biden's spending plan. There's still a question on whether a tax on billionaires should be included. Democrats had been hoping to have a framework in place before President Biden heads to Europe on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So thank you for sending me your thoughts at all times of the day, and it's interesting to me, so I know that you're out there listening, and I appreciate it. Got this one from Tony T, and he said, Tony T, hello. Kate, I hate to say, but I do have a nasty habit. You know what my nasty habit is? It's not drugs, not booze, it's not food, it's cigarettes, and cigarettes are damn expensive. You probably aren't a smoker, but it is a drag to see what we have to pay for cigs. I suppose that's one way to get some money out of us. What's the scoop on why cigarettes are so expensive? Well, not being a cigarette smoker, as you can imagine, you're right, Tony T. Boy, of all the habits, and you know, someone told me one time, it is really one of the worst addictions that people don't realize. My grandmother died of lung cancer, so my mother was all over us about smoking, and you would think the opposite would happen. Anyway, it's not a lecture. The reason the cigarettes are so expensive is, I think, advertising. I think the tobacco companies decided we can raise the price of cigarettes. People are a nervous wreck. They're probably smoking more. And the they've had more cigarette sales, the most cigarette sales supposedly that they've had in two decades. And they released this cigarette report, right? This commission, the FTC, and tobacco sales increased in 2020. I'm not surprised by that because of the pressure, the stress, the uncertainty of the pandemic in 2020. So they did spend, they being the tobacco companies, more money on advertising. The advertising, which is easy to track, was like $7 billion, a little more than $7 billion. In fact, closer to, I think, $8 billion. And that, so that was one thing that happened. And it's interesting, Tony, that you asked me this question because, you know, do I know why? When I was in Seattle, I saw more people smoking than I've ever seen in my recent life that I can remember. Lots of people were smoking. Of course, outside a club, you know, in different places, going outside or being outside or whatever. But I did notice it. For some reason, it stood out to me. Not that people aren't smoking in the great state of Texas, but I just noticed that I happened to see a lot of people that were smoking. All right, this one is from Keith, who says, Kate, I know you keep track of all the wackiness of the airlines and what's happening with people in the mask, not mask. I heard you talk about your flight and that it was smooth and people were nice and courteous and all that stuff. And it was great there and back. And it was a long flight. But I just saw something. There was another problem with a flight attendant being attacked. You would think that some of these flight attendants would be tired of having to police people like they've had to be doing, at least according to many of the reports that we've seen. Yeah, it's more than we can ever remember. And it was a flight. It was a cross-country flight. It was from New York to SoCal, and they had to do an emergency landing, and this happened on Wednesday night. A flight attendant was attacked, and it was diverted. I think the plane was diverted to Santa... I think the flight was going to Santa Ana because that's another airport out there, in John Wayne Airport, in fact. And it had to be diverted to Denver because of that. They didn't really give many details about it other than to say that, oh, thoughts are with our injured flight attendant. The crew was supporting her. The plane took off, and then there was some kind of a fist fight thing that happened, from what I understand, because, again, there weren't a lot of details on it. The American was being very quiet about it, but just saying that the person involved will never be allowed to travel with American, and they won't be satisfied until he has been prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Ooh. Wow. I mean, there's just too many of these insane things happening, right? Especially some of the mass meltdowns. I mean, nutty. There was the one that happened, I want to say it was a couple of weeks ago, where you had somebody that was pulled off a United flight, and what happened was it was like he planned it, or maybe he was drunk. I don't know what the deal was, but he had a hat on, and he had his face mask on, and then he ripped off his face mask, and he started yelling, "Take me off! I don't want to go to Cali!" Screaming it, "I don't want to go to California! I will find your name and date of birth, and I know your social security number before I get off this plane," and then was screaming a bunch of obscenities, and then the flight attendant asked him to hang up his phone and keep his mask on like four times, something like that, and then it just got worse and worse. He became enraged, and at one point he told somebody who was trying to help the flight attendant, "Mind your business, because I'll break your neck." The second he said, "I'll break your neck," pretty much that was it. He was escorted by the police off, and he was screaming, "Let's go to jail." And they gladly obliged him and took him to jail. So good for him, right? He's in jail as a result of that. I don't know what happened to it, but obviously they're gonna prosecute. We know that one for sure. All right, how about this one? This one is from Harry. Hi, Kate. I used to email you a lot. Sorry, I've been swamped, but I've been listening when I can or listening to playbacks of the show. I heard you talking about the vax mandate and whether or not the Prez is going to push it. I think he needs to push it because even more than what will happen economically with some businesses, how about in New York how furious the people were that were not vaccinated, who had signs, walked over the Brooklyn Bridge. So many of them were cops or firefighters. What happens if the FDNY loses a lot of their firefighters because of not being vaccinated? What happens when there's the usual calls you would get in a city the size of New York? Yeah, you know what they're talking about. It's this was timely. The FDNY is talking about closing 20% of their fire companies ahead of the deadline for all city workers to be vaccinated against COVID. Now, to be sure, they have their mandate is a city mandate. So it's not even what Biden is saying about federal workers. It's not that. That is the New York City one. That is the mayor, the Bill de Blasio mandate, and that's coming up fast. That's November 1st. You have to have, like, one shot. So the thought is in New York, you know, there were those people that were protesting. A lot of them were police officers, were firefighters, were first responders. And what kind of price will New York pay for that? Will New Yorkers pay for that because of the vaccine mandate? How many people, I mean, you know, how many people are going to walk away? Over 15% of NYPD uniformed officers retired or quit in the last year and a half. And you have more that are ready to do that. So this may force more veteran officers off the job and maybe, you know, some others as well, because they're not happy about this policy, right? Now, it is interesting. I'm just going to throw this in quickly. You see what's happening in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to run for president, Republican, wants to run for president on the Republican side, is trying to woo some of the disenfranchised police officers to relocate to Florida. They're offering $5,000 signing bonuses. So, you know, if New York is not treating you right, basically, is what DeSantis has said, then leave. We got a bonus for you and we got a place for you. So this is a big, 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 big fight. I mean, 24,000 members are part of the Police Benevolent Association. They represent the NYPD's largest union. They sued to block de Blasio's vaccine mandate, which will kick in here pretty quickly. And so, you know, we'll see. Test or vax option is it, or walk off. And I do believe you're going to see plenty of firefighters in New York and plenty of cops that are going to do that, especially if they can take a retirement option. That might be what happens, you know? And I saw a scary headline somewhere. I saw it was one of the New York papers I was looking at maybe the other day. It said in giant letters, people will die. People are already dying. And that would be terrible if you were in that life or death situation, which normally would be taken care of, but is not, because you don't have enough people on the job. I do not think de Blasio is going to blink at all, though. And we'll certainly be talking about it on this show. I know some New Yorkers who were not happy, and I know some New Yorkers who left, and they did that 6 months ago, a year ago, and guess where they went? They went to Florida. So no signing bonus for them, though. They weren't in that profession. You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, nail the score.
Howdy Arco T helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. Which direction will we go this time around? One never knows. There's actually a couple of really great potential games on the board, and I say potentially great games, because you don't know. Even though it looks like this, you know, it could be a good game, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be one. I'm just going to tell you about one I really like. Packers and the Cardinals. Cardinals, 7-0, baby, at home, have a great, sweet record. And they're favored by almost a touchdown against the Packers, who are 6-1. There's another matchup that I like on the board. I was going to say the Rams and the Texans. No, not that one. The Rams will be all over the hapless Texans. The Browns and the Steelers, because the Browns have been kind of a wonky team. You know, I think that they're favored by 3.5. This is at the old, I'm going to call it the old dog pound. They don't refer to it that as much. It's 42.5 is the line on that. And there's always some bad blood between those two teams. All right. So the game, though, of the week for me is the Cowboys and the Vikings. That's a Sunday night game. I love the Sunday night games in the first place on NBC. And the Cowboys, with Dak Prescott and all the weapons that he has, the way he's playing, he's like a man possessed. Dallas is only favored by 8.5. The over-under on this game, 55 points. So the Vikings at home, they're 2-1 at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think happens there? You're just wagering a guess. You don't have to know a lot about football. It's just something fun we do. Maybe you have opinions about football. It's all good. You're trying to nail that score and pick the right side. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We always have at least three or four, sometimes five people that straggle in just in the nick of time. I think you're probably working, or it'd be so much easier to just jump on the phone lines. But that's what I believe. You're sneaking an email out there. Easier to do than a call. Pete doesn't have to sneak. He just has to come out of the bunker. So, Pete in Texas, hello.
Good evening. Thinking outside the box. Sell out. Get a motorhome. Become self-contained.
Oh, I love it.
Work remote.
Mm-hmm.
Become a park host at a state park of your choosing. Get rid of those pesky taxes. Become a nomad. I see it every day.
You know what? Actually, that is a thing. There are lots of people that are doing that. There's even, when you say the word nomad, there's people that are doing that in the tech world. They just go from, they're like giggers. They're nomadic, and it's working, and they're doing okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're getting paid. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the over and under again?
The over under in this one, it's a tricky game. That's why I picked
exactly.
It. It's a good one. And it's Sunday night, which I love. It's 55 points.
55, okay. Dang.
I know.
This highway math is killing me. Okay. I'm thinking, I don't know. 38,
35. Ooh, 38-35 Cowboys?
Dallas.
Yep, and you're going to say Dallas, it's smart. All right, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, come on. So we'll see. We'll see. I like it. 38-35, right. High-flying Pete.
See you later.
Bye, Pete. Nomadic lifestyle. All right, Sharon is on the opposite end of the country. She's in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
What do you think, Sharon?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. You said Dallas and Minnesota?
Dallas and Minnesota, and the game's being played in Minnesota.
Minnesota. They're in a covered dome, right?
They're in a dome, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go Dallas. I'm going to 24-17. Dallas.
What? 24-17 Dallas.
Kind of on the lower side.
Yeah, it could be. It could with defense, you know. That's certainly Mike Zimmer's specialty, and we'll see if they bring the defense out to stop the offense of the Cowboys. But you picked Dallas. Sharon, stay warm and thanks. All right. Again, you can email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Or you still have a little bit of time to jump on the phone lines. 855-266-5283. Nathan, you are in Minnesota. Do you pick the Vikings or the Cowboys?
I'm finally going to pick the Vikings. I
Ooh.
Haven't done that for a while. Hey, what do you think Matt would say if he was still here? I think he'd be finally happy that you're picking this game.
I think, yeah, I'd say he would say Vikings all the way.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that all the way, too.
Yeah.
How about all the way, like, 35-24 all the way?
35-24 Vikings.
Yeah.
Ooh. In honor of Matt and Minnesota.
Yes.
All right. I love it. 35-24. You know, it's interesting, too, Sharon asking about the stadium, because it was built, I remember this, because it's not that old. It was built on the Metrodome, the site of the Metrodome, and it...
Did you see that collapse, by the way? The snow collapse?
Yes.
The Metrodome?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and it's wild. This stadium has 66,000 seats. I remember looking that up, right? They have all kinds of space for all kinds of things, and that was the whole idea for this. And for the Vikings, it didn't, when it opened up, they had, I guess it was like, I remember them playing Green Bay. I remember that. It just stood out to me. But anyway, I digress. I haven't been to this stadium. I would want to see it. The construction cost in this is well over a billion. All right, so I'm having trouble with this one. It seems like when I pick the Cowboys, because I'm in a couple of different pools. Yes, I am. I'm in a couple of pools. They always bite me. It always bites back on me. And the Vikings, the same thing with the Vikings. So now they're playing each other, and I could analyze this in 15 different ways. But I think that's why Dallas, it's a point and a half. I think that the Cowboys... Prescott's got a calf injury, and it's a right calf strain, and he looked good in practice, but Mike McCarthy, the coach, says he has to cross what he calls the threshold, the Mike McCarthy threshold, whatever that is, to play on Sunday. So, with a calf injury, I'm not sure. So I'm going to buck the trend of the Cowboys, and I'm going with Nate, and I'm going to say, as much as I think it should be the Cowboys, I talked to somebody today who was in the know about Prescott, and so I'm not so sure about that injury. So I'm going with the Vikings, and I'm going to say that the Vikings narrowly win it. In fact, I'm going to take 28-24. That's what I think happens. I think it's that close, but I'm picking the Vikings. Just don't tell the Hubs, who is a huge, huge Cowboy fan. I mean, the biggest. And when I look at the Cowboys, when I look at their record, and I look at what they've done in these games, and I've seen all the games, I've seen every single Cowboy game. Including the first loss, it's really tough for me to say Vikings, but I don't trust that injury. That's why it's so tight. That's why the wise guys put it at 1.5 for the Cowboys. So we'll see. I hope somebody nails the score. That would be tremendous. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. If you email me, don't worry, I'll get your guests in just in time. I promise you. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.